Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen this morning. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine, how you're streaming, whether it's on Facebook or Tubu or YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Faith Plus app, however you're watching. I'm so glad you're a part of Faith in the Morning. Well, let's get started with our Faith in the Morning daily confession. We say this every day. We say this affirmation every day because there's power when we speak God's words. It reminds us of our identity. It releases our faith and it helps us start our day in the right direction, focusing on what God said about us. Were you ready to say it with me? You can find this in the description on social media and the show notes in our podcast. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me. So I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And today I'm going to look at it from the New Living Translation. This month in February, we are reading through the book of Acts. And so if you haven't started, I encourage you to catch up with us. We read one chapter a day. But make sure you read this book with us this month. I believe as you read through the book of Acts, God's going to stir our heart to believe for miracles, signs, and wonders in our own life. So Acts chapter 1. We'll start with verse 1. It says, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times. They are not for you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, sometimes when you read through the book of Acts, there's some Bibles that calls it the Acts of the Apostles, and that's fine because it does talk about the lives of the apostles, but I'd like to refer it this way. The Acts of the Holy Spirit, because the same Holy Spirit who was at work in the early church in the book of Acts is at work today. I remember over a decade ago when I was an instructor at a Bible school, I had an opportunity to teach the book of Acts to a class of ministry students. And as I was teaching this book every single day, when they walked into class, I would have them say this with me so that they're reminded that the Holy Spirit is still working today. I said, the same Holy Spirit who rested upon James, the same Holy Spirit who rested upon John, the same Holy Spirit that rested upon Peter, the same Holy Spirit that rested upon Paul, the same Holy Spirit who rested upon Jesus, rests upon me. Notice what it says in verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. What happens when they receive that power in chapter 2? They were now baptized, submerged in the Holy Spirit. Just like the Holy Spirit rested upon Jesus, the Holy Spirit was now resting on those in the upper room and those who received this wonderful gift throughout the book of Acts. You didn't receive a junior Holy Spirit. Peter, Paul, James, and John did not receive, you know, Holy Spirit senior, and you didn't receive Holy Spirit junior. You received the same Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. I'm not saying you're called to preach like Paul and Peter, James, and John. I'm not saying you're called to the apostolic office. I'm saying that in whatever area God has called you, He wants to do wonderful things in you and through you because you have the same Holy Spirit. So say it with me wherever you are. Say, the same Holy Spirit that rested upon Peter and John and James and Paul and Jesus rests upon me. Yes, he does. The Holy Spirit wants to work in you, through you, around you, and work in every area of your life to produce his results, which is a life full of the power of the love of Jesus, full of miracles, signs, and wonders. We're out of time today, but I want you to know the Holy Spirit is at work in your life. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, the Holy Spirit is at work in my life. Say it out loud and put in the chat. If you're watching a place as a chat section, say, the Holy Spirit is at work in my life. That's what we're going to talk about over the next few Faith in the Morning as we read through the book of Acts. I want you to know, as we've shared so many times already in Faith in the Morning, God talks to you through the Holy Spirit. But now I want you to know that not just is he talking to you, but he's working in your life. And he's going to do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. So get ready. Something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. God bless.